Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Now, you know, we talked about this earlier, and again, there's mask fatigue, there's COVID fatigue, we know full well, right? And I've only worn, you know, the regular surgical masks and some cloth masks, but now all of a sudden, like a week ago, everyone's talking about N95s and how everyone has to have one and because of the contagiousness of Omicron and so on and so forth. So I kind of wanted to go to the source here. And Gary Warren is the CEO of Ivy Watch, one of the few domestic manufacturers of N95 masks. And he joins us here on Brian and Company on this Thursday morning. Gary, good morning.
Good morning, Brian.
Thanks for coming on. I don't know where you are in the world, but it's early, so thanks for that. Why are we suddenly talking so much about the importance of the type of mask that people wear?
Well, we've been given a lot of bad information over the last couple of years, and nothing seems to work. I mean, you know, people showing up at the hospital sick aren't all maskless. They're all wearing masks, and they're still showing up sick. And, you know, so N95s have kind of is the gold standard of masks. I mean, they've been around for a while. I mean, people that use them to sand drywall or sand an auto body or something. I mean, go down to your local paint store, and I think the guy behind the counter knows more about respiratory protection than our governments do right now, which is just kind of nuts. But the N95 it's been around for a while. It does a great job of protecting. It blocks, you know, over 95% of particles. But the reality is, with the new fabrics and stuff that are being used, it blocks over 99% of the bad stuff in the air that you get. So there's a lot of interest in that because the transmissibility of Omicron. I mean, you walk into an elevator now, you don't know who's been in there before, and you can get it. So now we're starting to push out the correct mask, or respirators are called because they seal to your face, because these are what infectious disease doctors have been wearing for years. And again, you know, the guy at the paint store knows how to keep drywall dust out of your lungs, and we're having to move to kind of proper way to do respiratory protection for the population.
You know, for people listening, you know, who've done sort of what I've done, you know, and I have both of my sisters-in-law are doctors, and my brother's a physician's assistant, so they wear N95s all the time. I mean, so it seals to your face, so it's less comfortable, obviously, right? It's a little bit more intrusive on your comfort.
Yeah, so the old technology, people are used to seeing N95s, which are a cup style. And, you know, during the early days of the pandemic, you saw nurses and doctors, they were bleeding around their nose and the top of their cheeks because these cup style N95s, they have a very hard edge on them. But there are foldable ones out there. They're very comfortable, and they're called flat folds. And that's what we manufacture. And by the way, we're in Newport News, Virginia, getting snowed on as well. But we make all of our products here, but we make the flat fold, very comfortable ones where you wear them all day and they don't dig into your skin. So the secret to those masks is really a fabric layer. People don't realize the fabric layer that's inside of these N95s is charged up to about 30,000 volts.
How does that, I don't get it.
So we put a, it's called melt blown, and it's literally just a roll of fabric. We put on a machine, and we have a die cutter, and it cuts out the shape of the mask. But that roll of material goes through a process where we introduce about 30 to 40,000 volts of static electricity into it and holds it, and then there's an additive put on it. So when these particles go through that fabric, it's not the mechanical blockage. You hear all the time people go, oh, the virus is smaller than the holes in the mask, so it's going to get through. That's not how they work. We actually charge that fabric up, and the particles, when they go through that fabric, the electrostatic charge grabs them. So it works just like a HEPA filter. And that's the secret to these masks, is that electrostatic charge. It's not the mechanical blockage.
We're talking with Gary Warren, CEO of Ivy Watch, here on Brian and Company on WTIC. You know, just again, like, it's really helpful because just all the talk, and I mean, most people in our audience, we're all sort of sick of masks, but I mean, the how contagious the Omicron is sort of, you know, I remember my wife, I took the kids to see Spider-Man. She's like, don't eat. I don't want you to eat in the theater. I don't want you to take your mask off because you can get it in a place like that. But I want to talk about a little bit about the business side of things. You know, I remember at the beginning of the pandemic when there was a rush on these type of masks. You know, now it's crazy to say a couple of years ago, but yeah. So many were made overseas. And how are you able to have a successful business and make them here in the United States, which is obviously to so many people so important?
So that is the biggest problem that's happening right now, is the flooding of our market with Chinese counterfeits. It's happening today again. And, the CDC maintains these trusted source lists that you can go to and check manufacturers. We sell them. So our company manufactures actually medical-grade N95s, but we started selling them to the public. So you can go to our website at bloxdirect.com, BLOXdirect.com, and we sell them to the public. And, you know, N95s now for medical use are on the order of a dollar, if not less. But the Chinese, they have, and I don't understand this, the government is pushing a mask called a KN95, which is not regulated. And so I could make a KN95 in my basement and sell it to the public, and there's no regulatory oversight. Whereas with N95s, U.S. government comes in, they audit us, they visit us, they come in and make sure we're inspecting materials properly. But these KN95s, they're coming into the market, and there's no regulatory oversight. And the government says, well, they're good enough for the general population. And I don't know about you, I don't want to be disposable general population. I want to be wearing what the infectious disease doctors wear. Right. I want to wear what the president's wearing. I don't want to wear some counterfeit mask. It's crazy.
Well, let me ask you, though. Like, so $1, you know, I don't know if that's if you buy it, you know, in bulk or whatever, but say it's $1 per mask. I mean, is it one day and done? Are they reusable at all? Like, how what's the lifespan of one of these things?
So the reusability, so they're like... Honestly, they're like Kleenex, right? So you got to kind of compare them to, you know, remember the old days with Dad's handkerchief?
Yeah, well, my mom, she's probably listening. She would reuse a Kleenex too.
Yeah. And so one of the things you hear is people put up 7 brown paper bags and they label them Monday through Sunday and they throw their old mask in there. I'm not sure how that works. It's like, I'm going to start putting my underwear in brown paper bags and it's going to like magically get cleaned. I don't know how that works, but... they're designed for quote unquote single use. And so people do wear them. We, you know, in our office, all the employees wear N95s. They wear them all day. But people do wear them for several days. Usually end up with mechanical breakage because, you know, the design point for these or how people want to buy them in hospitals and medicals, situations is they want to wear it for, you know, a day and throw it out.
Right.
It's not the outside of the mask that you have to worry about. All those aerosols and things coming out of your mouth during the day, they get captured on the inside of the mask. So the inside of the mask becomes kind of nasty after about a day.
Got it.
So you have to kind of watch that.
Listen, this answers a lot of questions, and I know a lot of people are interested in. So, Gary, we appreciate the time. Gary Warren, CEO of IV Watch. And again, just what's the website if they want to look at the product specifically? A lot of people want to buy American, so just what is the website?
Yeah, our stuff's all sourced, made in America. It's bloxdirect.com, BLOXdirect.com. And we sell them in low volume on the order of a dollar. It's not, and if you buy them in packs of 300, if you buy a case of them, they're on the order of 85 cents. So they're not expensive.
All right, Gary, thanks for the time. Appreciate it.
All right, thank you.
All right, Gary Warren from Ivy Watch.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.